Michael Koger, Koger, Michael, 516-62. Michael is a, well, let's talk about chief complaint. Number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Next number is headache. Next one is nausea. Next one is vomiting. Next one has been dizzy off and on for the past year. Next number is weakness. Next number is history of ED. Next number is BPH symptoms. Next number is strong family history of colon cancer. Next number is history of GERD on both Pepcid and Protonix. Next number, a hypertension history of. Our patient is a 60-year-old gentleman, married. He works for Chevron in their refineries here in Houston. He recently came back from Fredericksburg. That's Fredericksburg, Fredericksburg, where he was traveling with his wife, and he was exposed to lots of people and crowds, period. A few days later, he started developing the body aches, cough, headache, feverish feelings, sore throat, and the GI symptoms discussed above, period. In the paragraph, he also has had issues with dizziness, which has been going on for some time. He told his doctor, but they didn't do anything about it, in quotation. The dizziness happens when he's walking around the warehouse or the refinery. He has to hold on to something because he gets so dizzy. He did recently increase his Flomax to twice a day, but the dizziness was going on before that, period. COVID immunization, up to date. Allergy, sulfa. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink on a regular basis. Very occasional drinker, married, has children. Works for Chevron. Family history, positive for colon cancer and lung cancer. Colonoscopy, up to date. He gets it every 1 to 2 years, depending on how many polyps they find. Review of system, as above. Medical problems, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, BPH, has his own prostate doctor who sees him on a regular basis because of the severity of his prostate symptom. Surgery. He had the green light surgery for his prostate, but no other recent surgery reported. Medication, Protonix 40 milligram once a day, Pepcid 40 milligram a day, Menzepril, M-A-N-A-Z-E-P-R-I-L-L, 20 milligram a day, Atrovastin 10 milligram a day, Flomax 4 milligram twice a day, recently increased by urologist, Propranolol 40 milligram once a day. Our patient is a 60-year-old gentleman, no distress, 223 pounds, 96%, 100.1, 16, 77, 125 over 85. Heart positive, small positive, stew. Lungs, urunca, otherwise clear. Abdomen is soft. There's epigastric tenderness noted, somewhat of a doughy abdomen. Neck shows lymphadenopathy. Skin shows no rash. Around mucosa with tent lesion, TM, slightly red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Flu A negative, flu B negative, COVID is positive. Assessment number one, positive COVID-19. Number two, rosefenegram round. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram round. Next one is start Paxlovid non-renal. Next one is Adbromfid. As far as dizziness is concerned, he needs an MRI and an MRI of the brain. He says he wants to follow up with his primary doctor, but if they don't do it, he'll come back and let us do it. I told him that there is something going on in his brain, whether it's chemical, physiological, or space-occupying lesion. We must get to the bottom of it. Next number, also it could be related to his medication. I told him he can stay off the Flomax for 7 days to see if the dizziness gets better. Nevertheless, since the dizziness started before the increase of Flomax, he still needs the workup. Next number is family history of colon cancer. Next number is colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, he also has been having issues where he wakes up drenched in sweat at nighttime, but no weight loss or any other symptoms. That could be cardiac. That could be neurologic. We looked at his carotid today. There is no evidence of critical stenosis. He definitely needs a stress test in big letters. I told him he needs to follow up with his regular doctor and get a stress test. If they don't order it, we have to order it for him. He'll let me know after he gets over his COVID. I told him not to wait too long because these things can be life-threatening, and he realizes that. The next number is because of his nausea and vomiting. We looked at his abdomen. His kidneys are normal. His spleen is normal. He does have fatty liver. His gallbladder is non-distended and does not appear pathologic. We also looked at his legs because of history of PVD. He definitely has PVD, but nothing significant next number because he was off and on swelling of his legs, which could be related to propranolol. We made sure he didn't have any DVT. He did not. Same thing goes for the upper extremity. No DVT or PVD. Significant PVD was noted in the upper extremity next number. He needs to have an H. pylori done regarding his GI symptoms, but things seem to be under control at this time. Gallbladder, again, once again, looked okay. Next thing was echocardiogram. Showed ejection fraction of 55% with no significant abnormality except for mild regurgitation of his mitral valve and his tricuspid. Next number, no history of sleep apnea. That's the next thing that also needs to be looked at if everything else is negative. We talked about that at length today. Next number, let's see. Next number, return for follow-up in 3 days regarding his COVID. Next number, go to the emergency room/come here if he develops chest pain, cough, shortness of breath. Thank you.